if we reclaim, and add aggregate to build up the base, we still have, we got to start all over with pavement. So we need at least probably 5 inches of pavement to put down. So that's a pretty heavy stretch, as you can see in the thing. I think it's about $320,000 I put in for just pavement. The list is pretty extensive. Again, I went sat down with Chris, and we went over the list, and he made sure that we talked about guardrails, ditches, anything. Trying to think, not only the paving, but other auxiliary things, building up the base and things, so that he didn't want us to come back with an amendment, get partway into the project and say, oh, gee, we forgot to talk about guardrails. So the list is pretty extensive. There's like eight items, I think, that are under there, and we can do all or some of them.
Did you mention culverts?
Yep. Yes, I did. Yeah. And again, just so the board members know, we can include culverts under 36 inches in a paving grant. If it's over 36 inches, then we have to go for a structures grant. But we don't have any of those on that road. The only thing we'll have to have evaluated, and don't let me forget, both you and John, is we have to have, there's a concrete box culvert.
Yep.
And we just have to make sure that's, I got to make sure it gets in the RFP, because they have to check them out before we table.
I think that was worked on by the town. Well, sometime in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
You need a motion to approve this municipal highway grant application.
Make a motion to approve.
Second?
Yeah.
All those in favor of approval of the municipal highway grant application for $450,000?
Aye.
No one opposed? All set. I can go back to Frank. How coming on the Childman Bridge?
Neil's got a question.
Have you applied for bridge grant?
A bridge grant.
Are we applying for a bridge grant?
We have a bridge grant for that.
We should apply every year.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet. We're working on the pavement, but you were going to do you did a structures grant up on Cambridge Street, did you not?
Yes. Well, no, that wasn't structures. That was I forget if it was transportation alternatives or better roads. That was a different fund.
Yes, but you got turned down on that. I thought you were going to use the same ones for the structures grant, were you not?
No, I haven't put in anything for the District 4 structures grant. This is just the paving one.
So no.
So we haven't put in,
But we do have a grant for the cloud bridge.
I realize that, but there's no reason not to put in for a paving grant and a bridges grant every year.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yep. We can do it.
You never know. You may get it. If another town, like you say, if another town says, I can't do the match, or we don't need the grant, or whatever, you move up automatically.
Yeah.
If you're not on the list, you
don't
get
move up. Yeah. What's the status of the Cloudland Bridge?
Cloudland Bridge is
RFP.
The RFP, because I've been ill, I haven't finished it. It's really close, and I'm planning on, if it's okay with the board, we'll bump the opening date to the first meeting.
So are you going to just change the opening dates and take that approval that we gave you
at the last
meeting before that?
Yeah. And so I'm hoping, I've finally got a push in getting all these things wrapped up, and that's next on the list. The only other item, and I'll just be talking to the different board members, I guess it's not on here, but we need to. I've got at least one performance appraisal that's late, so I've gotten that stuff out. And I got to look at the personnel policy. I'm not sure if we do what we do after the 6 month probation, so whether we do a formal performance or not.
It's not a formal, but there needs to be an assessment made as to whether, you know, what the outcome is.
And I've already done one of them. It was a week or two late, and I'll get the second one done here real soon.
I think having said that, even though the personnel policy doesn't require a full performance appraisal at 6 months, it probably is a good idea to do at least something in writing just so you have it documented, even if it's not the full-blown performance review. Yep.
So, not sure what the municipal roads general...
That Becky sent an email, and I assume she sent that to you. That came, and it was due April 1. I thought she had probably sent it to you as well. That's why I put it...
So Becky would have sent it to me.
Municipal...
It's the stormwater general permit.
Municipal roads general permit requires municipalities to submit annual report on the municipality's progress in implementing the MRGP standards by April 1. If your municipal entity has already sent the same, please or disregard this email. I will forward this to you, Frank.
Okay, I actually found it.
You found it?
Becky sent to us. Yeah, that came just...
She sent that, I think, on the 1st of April.
29, yeah, we got it on the 29th. So I'll put that on my list to do. Let me just see if there's something we have to sign on this. I guess if you wanted to just...
Could we authorize you to sign that?
Yeah, and then I'll fill it out and get it going.
I move that we authorize Frank to sign his municipal roads general permit annual report for us as soon as he gets it completed and file it with the appropriate agency. Is there a second?
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Done. Reappoint, hire road commissioner. Scott,
one thing for Frank, I think, is do we have an RFP for crack sealing on the radar?
Actually, what we can do is if the board approves it, we don't need to do an RFP because it's under $25,000, so I can just solicit quotes. Basically, what we do is they give us a price per hour, and we tell them how many hours to work. So it's just a matter of me getting a hold of the two companies that usually compete and doing that. Why don't I report to the next meeting rather than, and I'll have the two quotes, and then that's basically it's a pretty simple thing. We just got to pick. Who we want, and there are usually two vendors that apply. And I've got to look and see who did the last one because they seem to do a good job, although I think they both can. And it'll also be subject to availability, too. But yeah, crack sealing is on my other list. So let's put that on for me to report on the next meeting.
Scott, you put this reappoint hire road commissioner?
I did. This is a subject that's been lingering for a while. Frank and I, you know, we've talked about what the future long-term leadership situation is for the highway crew. And, you know, we talked about town meeting as being kind of a pivotal point. But I think we need to decide what we're going to do in terms of long-term leadership. And Frank, if you're interested in staying in that role as the road commissioner, you know, Frank, the original appointment way back when was really just to deal with storm aftermath, and being appointed as an interim road commissioner just to kind of get things under control. And it's morphed into a longer-term role, which is fine. And I think Frank's doing a good job. But you know, one question is whether you want to keep doing the job. And if you do, I think we either need to reappoint you as, you know, to make it rather than the interim road commissioner, make you the road commissioner, either by appointment or by hiring you. And I think through the eyes of VLCT, anyway, you look more like an employee than you do an appointee. So that's something to consider, is whether you should be an employee or whether you should be an appointee. So I think we need to kind of wrap that up and figure out exactly how to do that and get it set in place. Yeah. But I guess the first question is whether you want to keep doing the job.
In the near term, yes, but in the long term, no. And one of the things I maybe had considered talking to the board about, John had expressed an interest in being road commissioner someday. And so I was thinking perhaps, because I'm just beginning to understand where the grants are coming from, who the people are, and all those things. So to just plop it on somebody new would be just wouldn't be efficient. So one of the things I was wondering if the board considers perhaps making John, or authorizing John, or however you want to do it, either a deputy road commissioner, or we had road commissioners or whatever, and start working towards that end, because I don't want to do it forever. Right now I'm interested in quite a few projects we're working on and stuff, and so I guess what I'd like to see is some transitional action that would move things along. I mentioned John because he and I have talked a bit about it, and he did present that he was interested in a meeting probably 5 or 6 months ago. So that's something to think about.
Do you have a sense of transition-wise, whether is that like 6 months, a year?
I'd say a year, just to get used to all the people and who they are and stuff, because it's a bit daunting.
So does it make sense, just to throw this out there, that when you were originally appointed, there was no term limit; it's pretty open ended.
Yeah.
So would you be agreeable? Do you think it's a good idea that we make it a year from now, or and then work toward a transition plan?
Yeah, I mean that's certainly reasonable. I'm hoping that we'll get some of these projects up and running, and they'll start to take on a life of their own, like the Little Bounty intersection. I want to sort of keep moving ahead on that. Mm-hmm. I have not, just speaking of Little Bounty, I have not executed the purchase and sale agreement again. I've been ill, and the Laflammes are only available on the weekend, so I'm hoping that this weekend I'll get that purchase and sale agreement executed. So, sorry.
No, I'm sorry about that.
But anyway, yeah. I don't see myself doing it for the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Another year of getting things going and getting things transitioned to someone. Because I've learned a lot in the last year and a half, and to me, just walk away would be foolish. So,
I guess I would move that we reappoint Frank as the road commissioner with the term ending town meeting day of 2020.
Well, I think you've got to have another discussion here. And that is that if indeed you're going to make this a paid position, we have an obligation to not just hand it, no offense, John, don't take this personally, but to hand it to another select board member. That would be a transaction that would not be at arm's length. And we must be very cognizant of that this is a position that someone else might wish to seek out. They haven't in the past, but we would have to be open and above board that we were going to have a road commissioner, a higher position, and that any and all could apply that were interested. And so I think that reappointing appoint Frank is there on an interim basis, and that's perfectly fine. Reappointing him with the idea that this transition is going to occur and it's a foregone conclusion is not wise.
So I when I made the motion, it was not embedded in that motion, was not the transition plan that Frank described.
Well, yes and no. That is what you spoke to, and I think we should be quite clear that the plan that we spoke to may or may not occur. And so I just wanted to make that clear that we have an obligation to the town that this be an open process, that this not be a closed circle situation. And that being said, I think we need to determine exactly what we want to pay for that, and what that entails. If Frank wants it for another year and is willing to do it for another year, I think that's great. But I think that anything more than that, without some more discussion, is premature.
I agree. And again, I will repeat what I said before. It's not embedded. Reappointing Frank does not inherently contain the idea that Frank articulated around a transition plan. That we do need to talk about as a board. We need to figure out what we want to pursue. But in the meantime, I'm really just putting motion out there to see if we want to have Frank carry on in the role that he's already performing for another year. That's it. That's all that the motion is.
Is there a second?
I would second it.
You did second it?
I probably really shouldn't. I probably should let someone else, because I'll abstain from voting on this too.
So I need a second if we're going to do this. That being said, we're not going to take it up. We will put it on a future agenda and have some discussion and figure out where we want to go.
So, just to make it clear, though, Frank still remains the road commissioner indefinitely. So it's really 6.5 dozen the other.
And that seems to be working.
No, it's fine. I'm just trying to put some bumpers around it. That's all.
Yep.
EC Fiber appointments. I left this off, and I apologize. Alan Graham, EC Fiber would like 2 alternates in addition to himself. And Alan Graham has found Greg Green and Betsy Rhodes that will serve as alternates.
Oh.
And I think that if he has gone to the effort of getting them to be interested, that we should approve those. And I would email him tomorrow to say so. And I would move to so do that. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Then it is done. Business items for discussion. Spring summer maintenance plan. Finance committee. The finance committee is not defunct. We had a discussion. I had a discussion with Ellen and Nancy a couple of weeks ago, and I said I would be glad to go back to meetings once we get done with sugaring season and calving season. Calving season will last for another 4 months on my farm, but that being said, sugaring should be done in a couple of weeks, but I cannot take on, and Nancy was busy getting ready for town meeting, but we should be able to get back to those items in 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll start having meetings again. So it is not defunct, but it has taken a short hiatus. Business items for discussion. Did I forget anything else there, Scott, that we put in? I thought I had them.
Well, I guess I could do it under discussion items, but I do want to provide an update on the Veterans Memorial.
That was down on discussion. You put that, right?
Yeah.
Spring-summer maintenance plan, that was highway, an issue that Scott put on.
Yeah, so, well, it's something we've talked about a number of times, and Frank, this is something that you and I have talked about a lot in the past, is getting a regular publishable, you know, every week or 2 week, what's coming up, and now that we're here with spring, getting, you know, what roads are getting worked on this week, what's the plan of action, and having some way not only for the board to see what that plan is, but also for the public to get a sense of where the crew is going to be at and what they're going to be working on. And we know that things do change.
Yeah.
So it's not a plan that is set in stone, but still I think it would be beneficial for not just the rest of the board, but also the public to have a sense of where the crew is going to be, what they're going to be working on, culverts, grading, whatever. Just to have that visibility would be really helpful.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good idea. You know, we've got a lot of roadside cleanup. In fact, one of the things I got to do is meet with the guys and see how much we can handle this spring. And maybe we've got to get some help because we've got, you know, roadside brush, we've got, you know, culverts, we've got ditching. I've got some projects for them to do. We need to start on Roger Road as soon as we can. So we've got to kind of figure out some of the things. A rainy day, good day kind of things, so we'll have to be flexible that way. There's roadside mowing, and last year I worked with Betsy, and we tried to coordinate getting mowing. I think we got the mowing. We got on top of the mowing pretty well last year, and knocked the stuff down before it got to seed. So there are things like that. I know that there's a couple of culvert. Well, we've got the culvert at the end of Galaxy Hill. It's got to be done. Whether we contract that or not, that's going to take some resources. We've got to, you know, at least a half a dozen culverts I know that have got to be replaced and stuff. So it's a matter of just trying to figure out how much of a bite out of all this work we can do and what we can put off and what we can't put off. So, but yeah, I think it's a good idea because then people say, oh, okay, they're going to be up on such and such, like King's Highway. There's a culvert that has to be replaced there. Mm-hmm. So putting that out, warning people ahead of time, that's one of the things that's on the list. Fortunately, we can block the road and we won't affect because it's in a place where there aren't any houses. But, right. You know, just things like that. So, yeah, I agree. And I think that's a great idea to revitalize that idea. Kind of gets us, you know.
Maybe you could write something up that we could put in the agenda packet for the next meeting and then everyone could see it if it wanted to.
Yeah, and like I said, I've been away from meeting with the guys. I haven't met with them in almost 3 weeks now. And I've got to get back down there and just sit down with them. And we typically brainstorm about these kinds of things. So sounds good.
Discuss the LEMP. That's a local emergency management plan. I spoke with Kevin a couple of nights ago. He and Marge are getting it put together on the computer. Steve and I met with them with Kevin and Tori from Two Rivers, and we got it pretty much done. There's one section on vulnerable adults that needs to be discussed. To look at Frank, and he also had a couple questions for you regarding maybe we needed more personnel listed for various things, and I've got that in an email which I'll forward to you.
Okay.
But that's pretty much done so that we can make that deadline by the 1st of May. We should be able to adopt it at the next select board meeting.
Emily, you said it's on SharePoint, but I couldn't find it. Can you send me the link to it when you get a chance?
Maybe I've got one here. I may have an empty one for you. I put one in addition to the one I had. So here, you can read that one. That's the one that we've been working on. I need it back, but you can take a look at it.
I'll burn a copy.
But that's the one we were working
on.
Fat Squad operational agreement, that was not in the packet, and that was something we passed over, Frank, when you were sick a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether anyone's ready to vote on that or wishes to discuss it at this point. We put it in because we passed over it 2 weeks ago. And,
did everybody find it on SharePoint to get a look at it even?
I'll be honest. I haven't looked at it for this meeting. And so I'm kind of behind the eight ball. And we didn't include that in the packet.
It's fine with me. It's just going to stay on there.
Highway employees reviews. Scott, you put this on?
Frank's are on top of it, so.
Yeah.
Don't need to deal with that for the
No, moment? I got a blank copy. All I had was an old copy that was filled in. So what I'll be doing is reaching out to board members to help me with that. I think we can take care of that.
But we do need to schedule a date.
Okay, yeah. It's a good idea to have it done.
Yeah, maybe either the next meeting or...
Let's see. It's in 2 weeks.
Or is that too soon?
No, because it's been dragging. I mean, we should have done it at the first of the year, and we didn't get it done. So so when we put that on for... what's the next meeting?
It's the 20th.
All right. What I'll do is I'll take a stab at it. I think I'll have to probably meet with people.
The next meeting is the 17th. I'm not correct.
17.
Okay. If you don't think you can get that together by the 17th, Frank,
mm-hmm.
when we get together, when we start making the agenda, you can.
Okay.
You can back that out.
Okay, and so what's the goal for that? To have done the paperwork for the board to review, right?
Yeah.
And what I'll try to do is get it done and get it around to board members. I'm not sure if I can email that because it's a confidential.
If I can put it in OneDrive, I'll show you.
Okay. All right. So I'll work with Scott and I'll get it so it will stay confidential if I email it to everybody. Because typically what we do is everybody puts input on the evaluation.
Is there a self-assessment that you use?
Yes, it usually is.
Yeah. I'll dig it up.
Okay, that'd be good. So I'll make sure the self-assessment is on.
That's never been done before.
Didn't you do one with your guys at one point, Art?
I thought you did.
I did.
Yeah.
Before any member of this board was on board.
I've got the employee self-assessment form.
Okay.
But it's never been done from the board to the employees.
But didn't you do, you did a self-assessment, didn't you?
I gave one to Kevin and David.
You didn't do one for yourself?
I did one for myself, but it never went anywhere.
Okay.
It stayed with me. All three of them did.
Okay. So we all set on D. Actually, D's in there twice, but that's okay.
Is D's squared away as well or not?
First D.
There's two D's. Yeah. And I mean, John's can be the same way. We just schedule it for that date.
Yeah, and I've already sat down and had a verbal review with John already. So, and like that's what I was getting at. I've spoke with John. I'll speak with Justin. His 6 months is coming up, and maybe what I'll do is I'll take that employee evaluation, and we'll just use some form of that to. As a guideline, so we make sure we talk about everything.
The plan we've already done. Repeater update, and Phil has. You'd already done the plan property.
Yes.
Update,
yeah, right? I didn't realize it was there. But yeah. Yeah.
We were backtracked on that one, right? So we don't need to do it again, right? Repeater update, and I spoke with Phil regarding the easement situation, and maybe he has something to share.
I have progress being made. I've actually located a lot of my documents and letters, which I assume were on the town thing, but apparently are not easily accessible. But I did find that when my computer crashed, I got everything put on the record. Anyway, I have the orthophotos with where the lines go, or where the power line goes, and I have... today I got the survey showing that actually shows the antenna and the there. So I haven't contacted the attorney yet to see what agreements had been prepared. We had some earlier before the when we were originally running it on the Barkham property, but then we switched it off that. And I don't know. I had a conversation with one of the family members, but I'm not sure that we've ever actually got a document drafted. But I'm going to check with Peter tomorrow and see if he's got anything. So it's. I would hope that we'll be in a position in another week or two to know exactly where we're at, what we have, and what we need.
When I spoke with Kevin about this a couple nights ago, I said that you were working on it. I'd already talked to you. He indicated that when they go in to repair the repeater, they go in through the former Dodge property. And he was hoping that we could get some kind of maintenance agreement to go up that way to maintain the thing. Does he talk to you about that?
We talked to it. I had never worked on that. It was not something that I'd worked on, and we had somebody that was help on the fire department who was maintaining it, who worked for the Dodges. But now I guess it's going through two owners. So he was going to focus on that and see
what we need to do
if need be. There's a son who built a house there that I can talk to, but I don't know who the new owners are.
I don't either. And I did mention to Kevin that maybe he wanted to talk to Nelson or Tom Cubbins about it, because they're still working on it. So maybe talk to Kevin and see how that's going. But that was his concern, was that that's the way they're getting in there to do anything up there.
Absolutely, and there is a fire department meeting, I believe, next Tuesday. And I'll check in with him either then or before that.
That would be a separate agreement. Anyways, it would be behooves, because it's all one parcel, to get an agreement with this that would use an existing woods road to get up there. And then at least we would have on one parcel a legal access.
Well, also you need an easement just for the mines and the repeater itself, regardless of whether you go up that way or not. But Kevin mentioned that you went in the other way to work on it.
Well, you can go in either way. You get the through former Dodge property is definitely an easier access. But if you're dealing, and I'm not saying we shouldn't pursue that as an access for the primary access, but while we're dealing with one landowner who also owns an access to that area,
we
ought to have an access that way. So if we strike out on the other one,
then at least we have
something.
Well, we have to have, we should, I feel we should have an easement, and we ought to be getting it while the landowner agrees, because it'll run with the deed. For future landowners. So you're taking care of that or trying to?
I am taking care of it. Kevin was going to work on the Dodge side, but if need be, I will. I don't know that we have a connection with the current landowner, but we.
I don't even know who owns it now either.
Well, I don't either. I mean, what happened is when I left here, I was going into a infernal over across the, or not across the river, this side of the river, but so I pretty much, I didn't touch anything on Pomfret stuff for quite a while.
We appreciate your efforts at trying again. Anything on your bid situation?
I did get another quote from Central Vermont Communications. Out of Rutland, for 100 and something and change cheaper, $150 cheaper, $140 cheaper.
So
they so price wise, same basic price.
So basically, it's even money.
It is even money, although I thought after I got the second quote, we may want to discuss potentially at this point changing who we use for our communications. They're 2 hours closer, 2.5 hours closer to us. The other people are based out of Plattsburgh. CBC Paging is now doing all of their radio work for Woodstock. So I don't know if we want to have that discussion now or...
Well, we haven't got... It's an item for discussion. We haven't gotten a vote. And kind of the thought pattern was that we wouldn't do anything about getting the equipment until we got an easement, at least for the equipment that's there now, so that we would be legally there. So my suggestion would be to kind of let those quotes just sit until we can get this easement thing squared away?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do anything.
Would that be the pleasure of the board? Because we don't need, we aren't where we can put a formal vote anyway, so necessarily.
Right.
End of repeater discussions? Municipal building handicap access. I put this on, and what I thought perhaps the access over at the town hall was questioned at town meeting, and John brought it up the last time, the last meeting. What I was thinking was that we might want to look into getting a very simple, removable aluminum-type ramp that we could put up for occasions that were happening there, and then take down and store either over there in the town hall or over here in the horse sheds, that would at least get handicapped people into the building, because to get that ADA compliant is not going to be a short-term fix. It's going to be a long-term project, and that would at least alleviate the problem of those people with handicaps at least getting into the building. And I don't know if anybody wants to take on that project. I don't know anything about them, but if nobody else wants to, I will look into them. But if somebody else wanted to, I'd be delighted.
I've been thinking about this quite a bit lately. Well, I think it's a good alternative for the short term. I've made up my mind that I will vote against it unless we have a broader plan in place to fix the situation. Because we have, oftentimes we have, it's called kick the can down the road. And if we just do this, decide, oh, it's a big project, then it's not going to happen. And so I think if we can come up with a broader plan, whether it's a 5-year, 10-year, 20-year plan, I don't really care. But we've got the scoping study that has it in one of the alternatives. Doesn't mean we need to do everything else in it, but I think we need to have identify our issues and come up with a plan. And I think potentially, yeah, once you start anything, it's going to open up the can of worms. But if you have a 10-year or a 15-year goal of what you want to do, and you present that to the state in the permitting process, they might like not do it all at once. I don't know that, but I do think it's an issue, a long-term issue that needs to be addressed, and not just let's get a ramp for now. Is that getting a removable ramp still doesn't comply with ADA compliance, and yes, it gets people in, but then it becomes an issue of having to move it. And so, and it's easy to say, well, I won't be on the board 3 years from now, so it'll be somebody else's problem to deal with that. And if everybody keeps doing that, then nobody ever deals with it. So, but that's my own 2 cents.
Yeah, we definitely kick the can on it for sure. I think we at one point a couple of years ago, we talked about trying to define the needs of the town. I mean, it really was being driven by the uses of the town hall. This building, what was also identified as is important for ADA access, but the town hall was the driver, and we were trying to trying to figure out if we could take a logical approach to it by defining what uses we might foresee for the down hall above and beyond the uses today. And I think that really, I think really we're at the point where it doesn't really matter anymore. We need to do something, right? Because that it really is, we just need to bite the bullet and, as John is saying, figure out a plan and tackle it. And I think it's a good point that you bring up, John, is can we tackle it incrementally rather than trying to tackle it all at once? And if we can get, that would be a way to also handle the financing in a way so that we're not looking at a huge... Because it is, you know, like we talked about last time, it's pulling on a string. There's just, it's going to be one thing after another once we open that door. You know, it's going to be a pretty substantial amount of work. But if you look around, I don't know, my experiences in driving around Vermont are that there are towns that have really made the investment and upgraded their town halls and done everything to make them more usable. And other towns have not. And so in the big picture, we're at that point where we've got to decide. Right now, we're just kind of holding steady, I think. But it is sort of a pivotal point in what we're going to do with that building. Yeah, and we've made some investments here in the last couple of years. So it seems like we are at least somewhat committed to improving the building.
Neil?
I think you should consider getting an outside firm to come in and develop some alternatives with public involvement, and such as you did with the transportation thing here. We've been talking about this forever, and it hasn't gone anywhere. And obviously, the select board with its full plate, or committees or whatever else, is not getting the job done. And we still have a building that is far from ADA compliant. And the only way you're going to do it is to get some sense of what you want to use the building for and what modifications to the building need to be done, both for ADA and for community use. We went through this back when we were looking at the alternatives for the office and came up with a couple alternatives over there for things, and then decided to put the office in here instead of adding on or doing something on the town hall. And it'd be money well spent, because if you go at it piecemeal and say, well, let's fix the ramp out front, and now what are we going to do about the bathrooms? Well, we'll have to make them bigger or make just one or something like that. You're going to spend a hell of a lot more money than you would to hire a consultant to come in, develop, get community opinions, and develop alternatives for you to look at.
Well, there's also the issue of when we were doing this lamp, that we had as our primary emergency shelter was the school. Well, the school's in the floodplain, so that kind of isn't really good, and now has a mold issue, so it's not serviceable at all. And then we were going to use this as the emergency shelter, but then it had no water when the power was out, and the town hall really has no generator, but the town hall would make an emergency shelter.
Not without some significant remodeling.
Well, correct. But it would be better than nothing if that was your choice. That being said, without any electricity, that isn't going to fly either. And so it opens... The conversation needs to happen. You're absolutely right. And if putting a temporary thing on the agenda makes that happen, it's not a bad thing. You had your hand up, Bill. Yes? No?
Somebody mentioned that the can has been kicked down the road. Back when I was kicking it, before, we got a there was a deal where the fire inspector was invited to come in and look. And at that point, we put in emergency lighting, put lighted exit signs, reversed the main doors so they opened out. And then I talked to them about the handicap access, and they sort of said, well, that's not really our department. So we weren't pressured into doing anything. But I did spend time with Seth Westbrook, is it? And I think Hunter. I know there was a second person. And we spent some time looking at some alternatives. And there were grander ones, which involved going through the kitchen and whatever. There was one that would come off the front that that might work. So that might be one option if you want to just focus on that and do something. It'd be to talk to Wes or Scott on it, or no, Seth on it. And the other thing on emergency shelter, I don't think the town is big enough that it needs. It should. You should be directing towards Woodstock or Heartland, I think, in terms of you can have a temporary holding area or something that this building would be. But as far as setting up an emergency shelter, I think you want to partner with somebody else.
Yeah, that's the last time we lost that. This whenever it was recently, that's pretty much what happened. Is the Red Cross set up a shelter in Hartford, and that really was.
But nobody came, did they?
No. But to Phil's point is that you know you kind of can triage a little bit here locally, but anybody who needs long-term shelter, it's best to channel them to facilities that are more appropriate.
Any other suggestions on this topic? Put it on next agenda so we can think about it in the meanwhile. Yes? This water quality item was on there because it was on last time's agenda, and we kicked it down the road because you weren't here, I believe, Frank.
Okay. What was it in reference to?
You had sent us some email about it a while ago.
It was on the last. We don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Water quality, huh?
Maybe we should put it on the next agenda.
Yeah, let's because I'm totally. I mean, you're just going to sit here watching me try to figure out what I was even talking about.
Highway truck purchase. All right, I put this on, and only, even though it's a transportation item, I think we're going to have to look at buying a truck this year and the highway thing, and I thought we ought to put it on the agenda and kind of get our thoughts in motion regarding that.
Do we? I'm not disagreeing that we need to consider buying a truck, but I think just as a matter of due diligence, we should have some obsessive assessment as to whether, for example, the truck, whether we're taking just the simple, it's 7 years and we're done, and we're sticking to that no matter what, and therefore we're buying a new truck, or the maintenance costs on this particular truck that we would replace are just getting to be too high. But just some sort of a basic assessment of replacing the truck and having some rationale for it rather than just saying it's time.
I think you've got three criteria. You've got the 7-year plan, which
right.
is up.
Right.
You've got the maintenance costs, which are growing as the truck's plural get
right.
older,
right.
and you've got the issue of downtime because they are down more often because of issues.
Are you guys tracking hours, days, downtime?
No, we should be, but...
That would be helpful to know is exactly how much downtime.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on when it happens. If it's not for a week, it's down for a week.
Big deal, man.
Oh, well, if it happens in the middle of the snowstorm and it snows for the next 3 days, it's a pain.
Yeah, so I just as long as we do some basic, you know, even those three criteria and say, yeah, based on these criteria, it's time.
Well, I think the reason I put it on is, quite frankly, if you're going to get any truck in any time frame at all, we need to start doing something about it. And I think that these repair costs are getting pretty expensive. And whether we should have, or whoever purchased the trucks should have gotten extended service plans, maybe. Woodstock replaces their trucks every 5 years. These trucks with these new electronic situations and all the wiring in them and computer-driven are, they're a problem. And they may not even be able to run 7 years. It may be that we should trade them in every 5 years, but...
I'm, again, not disagreeing with what you're saying. One problem, though, is that we can't keep changing and moving the football when it comes to the criteria. And so the town, the board appointed a capital planning committee. The capital planning committee came up with the criteria. It's in the capital plan. The board agreed. And we can't every time we meet start changing the criteria and say it's 5 years or it's 7 years or it's 10 years. We got whatever criteria we come up with, we should try and stick to it. That doesn't mean that the criteria is baked in stone. It, you know, we can deviate from it, but we gotta try and have some criteria we're gonna measure from. So the 7 years was a decision that the board, the board made a couple of years ago to approve the capital. So, I mean, for now, the 7 years stands, but we're at 7 years, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, I will just for an example, truck one has a repair bill of almost $10,000 thus far.
Right.
Truck two has a repair bill of $8,500 thus far. Truck three has a repair bill of $9,100 thus far. Truck four is only at $2,100. I guess we should be grateful. That's the one ton of $550, right?
Is that for this year?
That is for the first 9 months. That's through March.
Because of the extended warranty.
So what I'm saying is I understand we can't change these things, these plans, every 5 minutes. That being said, if the plan doesn't work and the trucks don't hold up, you're going to have to bite the bullet. $10,000 repairs every year is expensive. And some of these trucks that are costing $10,000 aren't 7 years old.
Well, you also have to look at what the repairs are for. And are they unplanned repairs that, you know, just occurred and you just got to deal with the repair that happens? Or is it really, are some of these repairs that are costing us so much because the truck is aging and the truck is not as maintainable as it used to be? Because if we had springs go out on how many? Two of the trucks, right?
Three.
So all three of the trucks, the springs went out. I mean, what are you going to do?
Age and fatigue.
Yeah. So.
And so maybe you should move those trucks in 5 years and not seven.
Well, I'm just throwing this out to you. That's fine. But if we want to do that, let's not. I guess what I'm saying is, let's go back to the criteria and review the criteria and then do it right instead of kind of changing it on the fly, because that's what we end up doing. And again, I'm not disputing. If we need to buy new trucks, we should buy new trucks. I'm not. I don't want to skirt the issue of what we need to do. But in terms of, we just need to have some logical approach toward when we're buying new trucks. And you know, we also we haven't done a dollars and cents analysis. If 5 years is right, that's fine. But
You have three trucks, and they're all going to need, at a 7-year plan, are all going to need to be replaced in the next 2 years. That's at your 7-year plan.
Right.
What I'm saying is one is already 7 years old. If we're going to get a truck in place before that truck turns 8 years old, we have to start now.
Sure. I'm not disagreeing with you.
We can't wait until fall and say, you know, you can't go down to Lebanon Ford and buy a big truck. It just doesn't happen.
So I don't disagree with you at all. And in fact, the truck number two was programmed to be replaced last year. And I think because of the service date of it, we pushed it into FY20. So that truck is due to be replaced. And truck three is also scheduled to be replaced next year. So that is the current plan.
Yeah, because the fighting element was they had two trucks that were essentially needed to be done, and they did one year and one the next, and sort of threw off the whole thing. So perhaps we'll have to take a look. I mean, VPR, is it VPR? All right, help me with that. What was the rating? Was it NPR? NPR had a forum. Yeah. That I think I may have sent the link around, and we're not the only town with these problems. And basically, what it boiled down to was not so much that we couldn't keep ahead of broken springs and things like that. The engines are holding up pretty well. It's the computer systems, and it costs us a fortune. And if they go down, it's a minimum of $500 to have it towed down to Lebanon, for example.
It's eight springs. Do yourself most of the time. You can go out and get the parts, have it back on the road a day later. As long as they've got the parts, the computer stuff, you're at the mercy of, well, when can you look at it?
Right, and to get back to your question, we had a breakdown once that was over the weekend, and Art called Monday morning. I think, well, we can see you on Thursday.
Right.
Well, right. We were kind of out of luck. So, you know, one thing, and I'm only just spitballing ideas, I think we need to move ahead. And there's been discussions amongst how I've talked to the guys and whatnot, and I'd like to see us move ahead and buy a tandem axle truck that we can carry a little more material and we can shorten up our sanding roofs and stuff with. I think that at this point, because we've got two trucks that are about the same age, we might want to look at just keeping the two old trucks and keeping the one that we would trade, keeping it and using it to hedge our bets on keeping the next oldest truck going. Because even though if we replace the truck two now, we've still got the other truck that's really due to be traded, and here we are. One of the things we made a mistake is we were anticipating that we could use a smaller chassis truck, and so if you recall, we dropped the reserve account amounts from $108,000 down to $73,000 a year in the truck reserve. So we're already a little bit behind the eight ball.
So that was a mistake. I mean, now you did second thoughts on that now.
Oh, definitely, because the trucks that we were looking at, while they were lower duty and lower profile and all the things, we're lighter duty, and you know, reports are coming back that those trucks are just way too light. I mean, we're breaking our trucks, and they're big, heavy trucks. So that kind of messed us up. I think we've been on the 73,000.
Yeah, but that 73,000 includes a fudge factor for that very reason. If you remember that conversation we had when we did the capital plan, we knew that lighter spec truck. We didn't believe it. You remember the conversation we had about. We weren't convinced that the lighter duty truck was going to make it, so we put a fudge factor in the reserve. So that The reserve amount includes a fudge factor for that spec being wrong.
Well, I think that, and I think we can do it. What would be nice, I mean, just looking from a planning standpoint, is rather than buying two trucks, it's quite a burden to buy two, have 2 7-year trucks back to back. It'd be nice if they were at least two or, you know, 3 years apart.
Right.
So that, so you buy one and one, and then you could got 2 years, and then 2 years. And so perhaps to get us back on track, perhaps, I'm only throwing this out, we keep the truck that we would have traded so that we can essentially hedge our bets and extend the life of that middle truck, and have a backup truck that in case it breaks. Because it really messes things up when a truck goes down in the middle of a storm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not good. And again, back to the NPR thing, it's all computer stuff that's driving this stuff. It isn't like we're not blowing engines and things like that. They're very dependable diesel trucks. In fact, if you see them, the trucks look nice, but inside the wire is getting tough.
You're looking at maintenance issues that we have no control over.
Right.
We have no control over when they die. We have no control over fixing them. Nothing. We can't even diagnose what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
We have warning lights that come on. We just sent the truck John is driving. Just got it back last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 days after he has it back, the same lights come on again.
Yeah.
What? It's all computer crap. And this is the problem we're having. And the other point I'm going to make is truck one is now down in Westminster right now, back in the garage for a vibration that we can't find. So they're trying to find it. And I called Sables to get it in there. They couldn't get it in until next Tuesday. So I called down there and they could get it in immediately. So we took it down there and dropped it off, and they're working on that. While I was there, I ran into the salesman that's down there. He's looking at $190,000 for a tandem truck. Probably take somewhere around 8 or 9 months to get it in our hands. That's with an extended warranty.
How long do those extended warranties go out?
It all depends on how much money you want to spend. That was the answer he gave me.
Yeah.
You can get a 5-year or you can get a 7-year. You can buy as long as a 10-year plan if you want to buy it. I can't imagine what the dollar figure is behind a 10-year plan.
Did he say what it would cost for a 7-year plan or a 5-year plan?
He just said an extended warranty. It would be about 10 grand. Mm-hmm. I'm sure when we talk to him, when we get further along in the process, he'll come up with, 3-year plan's going to cost you X number of dollars, 5 years this number, 7 years. It's basically, like he said, it's what the town wants to spend on a extended warranty plan. But right now, we've had another salesman stop at the shop. Right now, you're looking at 15 months delivery date to get a 4-wheel drive.
So we need to start doing something about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obvious we've reached that time. We just got to, I don't know if we want to move or whatever, but we need to
start to
initiate what we want.
What we want and figure out what might cost.
I think the guys, this is the first I've seen it. I guess the guys got a spec sheet together. And I don't know whether it's how far along it is, but what are the considerations for? One of the things is service. I mean, the problem is we have a computer problem. I don't know. They're not coming out with a computer. No one comes out with a computer now. And so there's a question I want to look into is whether or not, what's involved in that kind of stuff. Because if you got a broke-down truck, you got to take it somewhere. And thank God, we've only broke down in the yard mostly. I mean, or limped back to the yard. So
you're talking about the town buying its own computer and diagnosing it themselves?
If, at least if we could do something like that.
I looked into that 3 years ago. It's simple to do. Hire two full-time mechanics because one of them is going to be at school all the time.
Well, it may be that that's not a practical thing, but what I'm getting at is that you don't buy a truck from somebody out in Timbuktu, New York or something, and expect them service. And so one of the, this is really down drug, getting into the sort of, where do we get it? I'm an advocate that we get it, you know, someone who's close and reliable and that has reliable service and has a good truck. And, you know, as important as, probably more important than the kind of truck. I mean, they're all good trucks. It's just a matter of getting somebody that will, you know, commit to service and us and taking care of us and not having to go to, you know, like Colchester or whatever. I mean, that's a fur piece of dump truck.
Hour and 45 minutes one way.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I'm totally in favor. If we need a motion or just by consensus, we've got to get moving on this. I think we need to decide. We need to decide whether we're going to go with a four-wheel drive or a tandem axle. I mean, we might as well start pointing in the right direction where we're going to go, rather than, you know, sort of throwing it to the wind. And having talked to the guys and talked to some guys from other towns, in fact, Bethel came and brought their truck, their 10-wheeler, and we went and did, you know, part of a route, just, you know, driving around and stuff.
Just for a point of reference, Bethel's 10-wheeler is 6 inches long, not long, just a 6-wheeler. So, using the truck's too big doesn't really work, so, but
yeah.
It does save you in other aspects because you do away with that front end that we've had problems with on multiple vehicles over the years. And the price of a 10-wheeler and a 6-wheeler, without getting quotes anecdotally, is pretty close to the same. But you're doing away with the transfer case, which is 12 grand, the front axle, which is an extra 20 grand. You're lengthening your truck a little bit and putting an extra drive axle in the rear end instead of the front. So,
yeah. So we remember when we talked about Brashear and what they were, that's what they're running.
Well, there's a lot of towns.
Yeah.
And several of the salesmen said that the outfit these trucks are still selling as many, if not more, 10-wheelers now than they are.
Right. Some towns are running 2 10-wheelers.
Yeah, and then the other time saving, of course, is like John's route. He goes out to Sessions Meadow. He goes out with a 6-wheeler, spreads what he's got, and then he has to come back to the garage, clear back to the garage, and get another load and go back. And there's a chance that he'd be able to do.
I can sand twice as much in an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah. And that travel time.
They tried running 2-wheel drives before, and it didn't work.
2-wheel drive, six wheelers, right?
They're not 2-wheel drive. You lock up the 2 axles.
Yeah, you've got 8.
Well, they tried running them before. They were going to save money, and when they got rid of all 3 of them, they
never
didn't.
Had a tandem axle on any truck in this town.
Yeah. It's a big difference in traction.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. Well, plus you can lock them up. So, I mean, you know, we've got there's lots of options. I'm sure they've got that in the specs they've written about locking. So, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, starting to you know, taking somehow firming up this spec list and coming up, start beating the bushes. In May, the municipal show is coming up in Barrie, and it'd be nice if we had some idea, not making commitments, but just going up and having an idea so we can talk to the vendors up there. Because they'll, you know, most of the vendors have a truck there.
Yeah. I would remind you that you got $447,000 in your vehicle reserve at the end of FY20. No reason not to be moving ahead on your trucks. Absolutely.
Yep. So.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you can also work these tandems. You can put that scraper blade on any one of these tandems.
Yeah, Neil, just to your point is, I mean, we've been putting money away to buy 2 new trucks in the next 2 years. So that's already baked into the plan.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what you've got in the reserve account.
Right, and that makes sense with what the plan is. So.
One of the things you may find, too, if you swing it in front of these truck dealers, is buying two trucks at once, you may save enough money doing that to make it worthwhile.
Certainly a possibility, although my tendency is to try one of these 10-wheelers and see if we like it before we go in all the way, but you're right. At this point, we just need to move ahead, so I don't know what we need to...
I don't think we need a motion. I think you're the road commissioner.
All right. I'll get with the guy. I haven't had a chance to look at this spec sheet to see how extensive it is and how complete it is, but we'll start working on contacting vendors and getting an idea. And then I guess what we'll do is have to put out an RFP. The best thing to do. So we'll do that.
Good.
Okay. We got municipal roads general permit on there twice.
Yeah.
So we don't need to take that on.
What was that? Actually, I'd like to bring that back up again. It turns out that I just filled out the form while you guys were talking. It's not all that hard. And it asked for the principal executive officer to sign. So if we could modify the motion for me to go ahead and sign it.
You want me to sign it?
We want you to sign it. So I don't know what we want to do that as a formal thing.
Would you like to make a new motion then?
Sure. I move that Emily Grube, as chair, signs the Municipal Roads General Permit Planning Report.
We need a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So I guess we rescind or pass over the other one. If you can do that, I'll get it in.
So I know what I've done there twice or something.
Yeah, there you go. Good.
Municipal Roads General Permit Planning Report.
I'll get that tax email out tomorrow.
Okay, I've also got your TA-60 here.
Okay, I'm going to modify the TA-60 and bring that for the next meeting then.
Okay, we have a select board correspondence. All of the correspondence that I got, we took care of. Anybody else got any?
Oh, yeah. So just to let everybody know where we're at.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't write that down. Oh, it was back here. Anyway, yes.
Just where we're at on the memorial. So Alan Graham and I have been talking and getting the Pomfret Historical Society energized on partnering with the town on the memorial. So I'll just read his update to me. He says, we have a committee of six people, including me, and I think I want to put that in front of the board, maybe for the next meeting if you guys want to make it official that I'm the contact person. They have a committee of six people. They may try and get one more person for the committee. Chick Chase indicated an interest, but is away at this time. When he gets back, we will organize a meeting to discuss. The Historical Society is willing to donate money for the memorial as a 501c3 would love to do that. Hector Santos is a stonemason and artist, and he's been contracted, and he will meet to see to make some preliminary discussions on site and proposals. Waiting for the snow to go away, he thinks there might be some other local artists who would be interested in the design for the memorial. For the board, we would have to decide where we want the memorial to go. Is it better here beside the town office, or is it on the other side of the road by the town hall? It's something we have to take up. Or any other public sites where it might be more appropriate. That's about it, really. But the upshot is that the Historical Society does want to be a partner in this, and they are willing to help raise some private money to go with the $1,000 that we have in the budget. they would be willing to help us out, identify possible designers to put bids in on the memorial when we're ready. So trying to get this moving so that when the weather's nicer, we can actually start acting on this stuff. So that's the update.
Select board correspondence, is there any? I did tell Laredo Zolo that when the snow went, and Art and John, I guess, can keep track of that.
I did look at it with the...
We'd do a site visit.
What snow is there.
And he seemed happy enough with that.
It appears there's probably enough site distance there, and it slopes away from the road, so...
Anyway, so we'll schedule a site visit with him when we get the snow gone. Review of assignments. Frank's going to do...
I'll send in the municipal general permit tomorrow. I'll get a hold. I got a hold of crack sealing contractors, and I'll get a bid. Have quotes for the next meeting. Working on a spring and summer management plan, employee evaluations, and also I had one question. Whatever happened about the scoping study extension?
That was done incorrectly because you were chair.
Okay.
However, Holden, I spoke with him on the next day or Friday, whenever he got that sent back to him.
Yeah.
And rather than have you come up and sign the documents, which we could have done, he changed the documents, and that should be good to go.
Okay. All right.
And I re-signed the change document, and Becky sent that back to him.
Okay.
So that should have taken care of the state's interest in, so that we could get the back the money. Is anyone interested? I'm more than willing to do it if nobody else is. Kevin suggested we talk to those people that were perhaps in need with an emergency, to tell them that they were on the list and was that okay. Does anybody want to do that and call them and just touch base with them, or would you want me to do that?
I'll work with Devin on it. Why not?
Well, I will have to email you the list that you gave me.
Okay.
You don't have to call Kevin, you just have to call the people.
Sure. But circle back with them, right?
No, they just need to know that they've been put on the list, and if they don't want to be put on the list, then we'll take them off.
Okay.
I will email you that list. Any other comments for agenda items for next
week? I've got a couple for next week. One is, Frank, we got to do the drug testing policy, right?
Yep. Got to put that on. That's pretty much just finished. I just got to resurrect it and dust it off. I had it pretty well finished, I think, when I put it away. I was just going to send it to VLCT to have them review it. So it's all but done.
Okay. I would like to talk about the future of Office 365. I think that we seem to be, we're not really using it all that much, and I'm not sure that the money we're spending on it is worth it, but we can get into the details later. So I'd like to talk about that. I would also like to talk about whether we want to expand the scope of our engagement with Stitzel and Page to get a formal opinion on our zoning rights, and I won't get into it. You all know what I'm talking about, but we should probably entertain getting a formal opinion on that. And I guess I'll leave it at that for now.
I would like to hold off on that computer. Office 365 until Becky was going to get some input from the people that came in and installed these new computers as to they've had concerns about the server and that it is not in a secure location and other things that may or may not be working well with the system. And I would like to put off that discussion until she has time to get that information. And that all ties into the program that we're using.
So I think the board should get briefed about what's going on with what you're describing, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I think if you give Becky a chance to get the things together, she has spoken to me on several occasions that the server is not in a secure location.
So
that is concerning her, that if someone were to break in here, that could be compromised. And that was the system that Red River designed, which appears to may have been way too large for what...
So I think in that event, a better agenda item would be for Becky to come and brief the board on what the status of what she's finding out. If she's going to have information by the next meeting, it would be helpful for the board to understand what's going on with our IT systems. I think that needs to be shared with the board if she's going to be in a position to have some information at that point.
Well, I'd like to have time enough to get that information. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Do you think she'll have it by the next meeting?
I don't know, because I haven't spoken with her.
Can we put it on the agenda?
I don't see any. If we don't have any input from the people that are using the system, we might and what
well,
they found
can,
out.
Can we put it on tentatively until we find
out?
Sure.
You now have that list, Scott.
Wonderful.
Anything else on the agenda that anybody wants to at this point? Okay. I will entertain.
Actually, the paving monies, we skipped over them tonight, so we can get that put on there.
Paving monies.
What do you mean exactly what they mean?
The $200,000 that's in the budget.
In the red, you're right.
Yep. I didn't discuss that.
2019 or 2020?
2019.
Okay.
Is there a specific question, or you just want to discuss it?
Yeah, I want to discuss it.
Gotcha.
Anything else? I will entertain a motion.
Move the Ouija.
Second.